I just want to say when Sluggo plays a moment with, that means I'm late. And,
that's right.
And I was here.
Liar.
When you started the moment with.
Liar. Burp. Oh, yeah, that's true. You did come waltzing
so...
in. Why do you do that 1, 2, 3 thing through the door? You waltz in, you 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, every single day. It's so weird.
It's my tap dancing background.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of creepy.
And then I do
creepy.
A pirouette.
Yeah.
Is that the right word?
Sure, why not? You should be wearing tights, though, if you're going to do that, I think.
All right.
No, I take it
if
back.
If it's tights you want, it's tights you get.
No. What have I
How
done?
Was your night? Good.
Fair to Midland, yourself?
Okay, good.
Did you go out to any games or?
I did not. No.
You stayed home quietly.
I stayed home and I actually wrote, which is.
Oh, do you want to tell the kids?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was a good moo sound. Like a cow.
I mean, I think, yeah, I'm writing a book about my time at the other station.
Nice.
And it's coming along nicely.
That's awesome.
So
cool.
I actually made progress last night.
Wow.
There
really?
Are a lot of times when you sit down for 45 minutes to an hour and you accomplish nothing.
Right.
And then you're like, forget it. I'm going to watch Squid Game on Netflix. But last night was pretty cool.
Nice.
So I got done about 1:30 or something in the morning.
Sweet.
All right. Let's talk about what we are going to do today. I'm going to introduce you to something you're all going to hate. I think you're all going to hate it. It's called Bohemian Cassidy.
Oh, I've seen this making the rounds, but I haven't watched it yet. That's frightening.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
The rest of you, not so much.
There's a 21-year-old girl who explains homelessness.
Oh, no.
And
oh, no.
It's magic. Because it's all circular reasoning, and it all comes back to it's really hard on her.
Oh, that's
yes,
too bad. She
right.
has to see homeless
so
folks?
So we're the ones that have to suffer the most.
Oh, sure. Oh,
were her words
wow.
that she said. Also, this is sort of important. She's white, and she's also very privileged. You can tell by her clothing.
Got a dollar
everything.
Or two?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Sluggo has, what are the terms you're going to...
Yeah, this is like the 1930s, you know, if we're going to talk underground lingo from back in the day.
So when we were younger?
Yeah, when we were growing up in the hood.
And you're going to quiz me on what the words
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, see if you remember. Like canary. Like if I were to say canary, what do you think they were talking about?
Islands. Boom!
Wow, I don't think you're going to get that $100.
How dare you? Also, if you created your own strain of weed, what would you call it?
Mine. Hands off. Bogart.
No, I mean, I think it's like a creative name.
I see.
What we're looking for. Yes.
That's great.
And what happened to Facebook yesterday?
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
We
man.
Are going to find out from our expert.
Oh, no. Oh, good.
Shirley.
Oh, sure.
Whatever we're going to call him today.
And do you know that Marcy gave away, I think it was $1,800 with the high-low game?
We're going to play the high-low game twice, once in the 3 o'clock hour, once in the 5 o'clock hour.
And right out the gate, it's worth not only $1,000, but if you can hit that first number between 0 and 95.
Which will never happen again.
Yeah, only happened once with Heidi and Frank.
And the first time, yes.
Yes. Then you get a $500 gas card as well, plus those Rolling Stones tickets. So guess that number. Hit it. Be like just... amazing.
So you're saying just guess it? You're telling them just guess it?
Yeah, no, and hit it. Don't
hit
fail.
It. Okay.
You.
All right.
That's terrible.
Those are some great tips.
Thanks.
It's kind of up on 95.5. KLOS.
In observance, Eddie's passing a year ago tomorrow. We're doing all Van Halen and our twofers today. A couple there from Van Halen Dreams. Somebody give me a doctor. Hello, Kevin.
That's a great song.
Kelvin, yeah.
What we're about to play for you is not.
Not so much.
It's not a great song. And play for people if you're out or I'm out. Like, we've heard enough.
Of this song?
Yes.
Of this version?
And we can't take it anymore.
Uh-huh.
We will play this.
You know what? F*** you.
That's fair enough.
It just means like we're out.
We can't go further with this horrible
thing.
How long
is it?
5 minutes
yes.
and 47 seconds.
Yes.
Of torture.
Bohemian Cassidy.
Staying up all night.
There's four cats.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, can we drop out now?
Show you my backside after nudging you to pet me.
You know what? You.
I mean,
that's
you gotta
awful.
Give it a little time.
No. I can't.
They haven't even started yet.
You now attend to me. Open the door, I'll come. Then I'll go. Feed me now. Don't be slow.
Right.
Stop
nope.
you in the
I'm starting to like it.
Room.
What? I'm starting to like it. What?
To me.
But I'm gonna hit it.
You know what? F*** you.
Nope.
Nope.
Didn't mean to make you cry.
You know what? you.
We don't need Bohemian Rhapsody at all. Cassidy, sorry.
No one on earth needs that.
There's four cats, and they're singing.
Nope.
And they do, by the way, they do the entire song.
The entire Queen
yes.
classic.
Mm-hmm.
Sung by cats.
Yes, it's like 5 minutes and 43 seconds.
Now, you hate cats. You're a madman. You hate cats.
I have found two cats in my life that I like.
I like cats.
The rest of them are dicks. And do not try and argue that.
No, I won't. I won't bother.
So you know.
Yeah, you got to be on board with
and
the
yet you're fine.
Dickage. Okay. Yeah. But cat singing, no. Unacceptable.
No, don't
no.
do it.
Don't dress them up.
Right.
Don't make them sing.
Right. Agreed.
But let us give you some money right now. Let's do this game thing.
Let's do our game thing.
Yeah, man.
Do you have the little intro thing that you play that makes it sound good?
We get to do that later.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Who knew?
But not right now, buddy.
It is the high-low game.
Yep.
It's a number between 0 and 95.
It could be 0, could be 95, could be any number in between.
Correct. And if you guess, we will tell you whether the number is higher or lower or right on. In which case, you'll get an extra $500 worth of gas.
Yeah, and of course, no matter what, you're caller 13, you get Rolling Stones tickets besides being able to play the game.
Correct. Even if you lose,
tickets. Yep, so you're still going to win something.
So 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS.
And since Marcy had a winner last hour, it's the $1,000 right now plus $500 in gas money.
Good luck.
Good luck. All right, so all two for Tuesday's Van Halen. Here's a couple now from Van Halen. Okay, look, I love a lot of Van Halen and the twofers today.
It is time for our high-low game, where you can guess a number between 0 and 95. You can win $1,000. We're looking for caller 13, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Rod from Lakewood.
Rod from Lakewood. You are caller 13.
No way.
Yeah, so right out the gate, you're going to go see the Rolling Stones. You just won tickets to see them at SoFi Stadium October 14. Tickets on sale right now via Ticketmaster.
Also,
plus...
Indeed, in addition to...
in lieu, therefore.
You can pick a number between 0 and 95, and if you hit it correctly, you'll get $500 in free gas and $1,000 in cash.
So we're just going to lay it on you, man. So do it. Do what happened on Heidi and Frank. Guess that brand new number right now.
What the heck? Okay, I'm going to go 65.
65. Well, let me go ahead and ask the motherboard here at KLOS.
Are you high? Are you high?
Apparently that's too high, sir.
You're high.
You're high.
Yeah, I'm very high.
Awesome. Well, you definitely got the Stones tickets, man. And congratulations.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for letting me try. And Stones is even more bitching.
Right on. Don't wander off. We'll come get your information. So, 5 o'clock today, sometime between 5 and 6, it's worth $1,100.
Correct. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. There's a guy who has a YouTube channel, and he basically just goes around and interviews the strange people of the world.
Well, he must have plenty
of... You know what I mean? Like, he would go to Trump rallies, he would go to Flat Earth rally, he would go to January 6th
right.
in D.C., and he doesn't confront anybody, he just gets them talking.
Lets them talk.
Yes.
Yeah, that's always the best.
And he'll just encourage them to keep talking and explain more, and mm-hmm. he ran into a 21-year-old girl who describes for us the homeless problem. Please enjoy.
Okay, so the homeless do not actually want help. It's unfortunate. It's a mental illness and it's drugs. Even if you give someone housing, they're still going to be doing drugs and have the same mental illness. So it's got to be like, I don't know, a program for mental health. Because if you ask some of the people, most actually, to be honest, if you ask them if they want a place to stay and live, no, they want to be where they want to be. I mean, I know people personally who have ended up in the streets and they want to be there. They literally chose, like they had a life and they're like, no, I want to go live there.
All right, hold up. She knows people who had a life.
Uh-huh.
And a family.
And you said she looked like she had some, you know, some cash.
She's attractive. She's young. She's white.
Clean.
She's well-dressed.
Right.
So it does say to me, perhaps upper class somewhat. Right.
And she knows some folks who left that.
I know people who left that because mm-hmm. they preferred,
right.
they wanted to live on the street.
Right.
That's what they want.
Their choice.
Yes.
100% their choice.
Has nothing. I mean, she mentioned mental illness at the mm-hmm. beginning.
That
and
it's
she
always
mentioned
that.
Drugs.
And always that. Or
at
that.
The beginning.
One or the other.
But also, a lot of people just choose it because it's so great.
Yeah.
It's kind of unfortunate and it's kind of like... I don't know. Like, it has to be mental health, and that could clean up a lot.
Is it? Are they playing a piano behind
you
now?
Yes, they are. I don't know why.
That's so hard because also, like, mass institutions like that always go corrupt. So I don't know.
Wait, hold on. They always go corrupt.
Yes, massive institutions always go corrupt.
Always. There's ratchet.
There's a tiny bit of truth in that.
Sure, but always. All of them. Okay.
The problem is that, like, to be honest, a lot of the homeless are probably going to always stay homeless. It has to start at childhood. And, like, unfortunately, that... Like, the school system now is so messed up, and, like...
They has to start in child... What has to start in child?
Telling you, don't
be homeless.
Mental health, I assume, is what she means.
Well, but she also said it's their choice.
Like, yes.
These people that she knows... That,
had a life.
So they should have been told by their teachers, whatever you do,
right,
it's going to be attractive to not have a place to live.
You may think it looks great.
To sleep on a sidewalk without a pillow or any kind of protection from, like, yesterday's rain.
But you're going to have to trust me when I tell you, you don't want to do it.
Don't do that.
Everyone has a bunch of trauma, and the school systems are preying on that. And kids are just
preying on that.
Yes, the school systems are preying on
teachers
that.
Teachers are preying on the problem.
They identify trauma in kids, and then they prey on it.
Oh, so they can make even more money than they already rake in?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's why they're so rich. Yeah.
In their homes and at school with mental health, they're just not, like, they don't know therapeutic practices, and this is why they're ending up on the streets. I see naked guys on the street every day.
Do you guys live in L.A.?
Hold on a second. She sees naked guys on the street every day?
Homeless guys, I assume.
I don't think I've ever seen
naked.
You have?
Oh, yes.
All every day?
Not every day, no, of course
you have,
not.
Though?
Yes.
Not completely nude.
Yes.
You have?
Well, you live under a rock? Have you
lived in Hollywood,
Los Angeles at all?
Yeah, and I've not seen anyone naked.
What?
Really?
Where
are these naked people
hanging? Where?
You mean Elysian Fields?
Yes, downtown.
Downtown L.A.
They both live in downtown.
Okay.
It has gone down the gutter.
It's gone down the gutter.
Completely. There's
not the drain.
So many homeless. It is horrible. All the money to clean up the homeless, what has Newsom done with it? I don't know. LA got defunded by, what, $46 million or something like that? And I'm like, yeah, of course. And the crime has gone up. And they're like, yeah, so you guys are the ones that suffer the most. And I'm like, yeah, we do.
Oh, my God. She's the one suffering the most.
So she started 2 minutes ago talking about mental health and drugs.
I think we learned a lot.
And it was their choice. And
right.
She ended with... It really affects her.
And trying to live in her nice loft downtown.
The most.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a thing. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Recently, we tried to bring back some 70s slang, and that was groovy.
It was bitching.
But I don't think it was a success.
Yeah, it turns out no one's using it out
there. So we're going back to the 30s? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. You know, you've watched a lot of those old gangster movies and whatever, right?
Some,
yeah. Sure. 1930s underworld rap is what a lot of this is that I found.
Underworld rap, meaning underworld lingo?
Gangster
not
lingo.
Rap.
No, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's important.
And it's kind of weird because a lot of it's still the same. Like, on the lam, you know what that
sure.
means?
Sure.
What does that mean?
Running from the police.
Sure. Main drag would be the...
The main drag? The freeway?
Main road through town.
Okay.
So that's fair enough. That's a modern version.
Here in Los Angeles, that's what it is.
Yeah, sure. Beat the rap.
Beat the rap is to get out of charges
sure.
in court.
These are 1930s terms.
Okay.
So those are the ones that have really
I was a gangster
the
in the 30s, so I think I'll do well on this.
Man, you were so old by then, though.
Yeah,
I'm amazed
I was.
You were still in the game.
I was in my 70s then.
But I thought this one was interesting. Here's another one that has stayed the same, and I used to know someone who used this phrase a lot. Kite. Do you know what that means? Kite.
K-I-T-E?
Yeah, like the thing in the sky.
Kite.
Yeah.
No.
To pass a bum check.
Really?
Yeah, you're going to kind How's of kite that? It. You're going to like try and keep it floating over there, over their heads for a little while to get through the next little
I've
moment
never
of time.
Heard of that.
Oh, I gave you a check. It should be good.
We didn't use that in the 30s.
Yeah, you know, washed up.
Washed up, is it the same?
Well,
as,
what do you, yeah. So
you know, like
think,
an athlete that's past his prime.
Weirdly, back in the 30s, it would be everything is perfect. It's in ship shape. It's been washed up.
Oh.
Isn't that weird?
Meaning cleansed and,
yeah.
and wow.
Just kind of straight, you know.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay,
necktie.
So,
I bet you can guess what a necktie
So I'm zero
is.
Out of two.
Yeah.
Necktie.
You can think about that one. You know what that's going to be.
Necktie. If this is like mob in
yes.
the 30s.
Uh-huh. Gangsta.
So that's a way of killing them. Yeah. Hanging
them. Choking them. It's a hanging rope specifically.
Right, sure.
Yeah. So you take for a ride.
One out of three.
Yeah, there you go.
Take for a ride is I'm lying to you about a pyramid scheme kind of a thing.
Oh, that's a good one. But that's kind of modern thinking. But no, it was actually, you know, you're going to kidnap him and take him out of the desert.
Oh, an actual little ride.
Take him for a ride. And screw. There's one.
Screw?
Yeah.
Can we say this?
Sure. Yes, you can in this case. What okay. It meant in the 30s.
Screw.
Yeah. It wasn't something
noun or verb?
Put in a wall.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I'm going to try and
S-C-R-E-W.
Get past. Yep. I'm going to try and get past the screw and get out of here. See if we can escape.
The screw. Guards?
Yeah, the
police?
Jail guard. Yeah. Isn't that weird? That's bizarre, I thought.
I mean, you had to give me all of the clues, but I got it.
Here's a couple that are modern now, but the old meaning's not the same. Okay. Creeper. That's one word you hear a lot these days.
So creeper is... So you're saying it's not the same as it is now. So yeah.
In a way, but not quite.
Creeper would be somebody who advances on your turf.
That's a good guess. There's one term in here that means that, but a sneak thief. So he is a creeper.
Oh, I see.
He's like a
okay.
creeper, but he's actually going to steal something.
I got
sure,
you. Okay.
Specifically.
I'm going to give myself the win on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I think you should. Mm-hmm. Get a load.
Get a load means to get smashed, drunk.
Get an earful, just a tip off. Like, hey, get
that's
a load
it?
Of this. Yeah, like,
oh, a tip off.
Yeah.
Very different.
Yeah. All right, a couple more. I didn't know this one. I thought this was
talking about 1930s gangster slang for some reason.
Icebox.
Icebox.
Now think about that. What would that be? I like this one.
Icebox. They would be buried.
Yeah, with jail morgue.
In the ground.
Jail morgue.
Jail morgue.
Yeah, the morgue.
Gonna give myself
the jail.
That one?
Yeah, sure. Why not? All right, one more for you. Mitt joint. MIT joint. And I've never even heard this at all.
Mitt joint.
You'll never get this one. I'll give you much of
yes.
I got here. Let's see what I got here.
Yes?
I'll give you 5 credits if you get this.
Okay.
Mitt. Hey, don't you look it up,
hold
you
on.
Son of a bitch!
Hey, there was no rules that were mentioned.
Yeah, well, good luck. You have 10, 9,
Mitt.
8.
Joint.
Not Rodney. Mitt Romney. Nope.
Mitt joint.
4. I don't remember where I was at. 3.
2. Join a program.
1.
Wait.
Yeah,
wait.
Yeah.
A gambling hall.
Ah!
Nope.
What? Nope. It's a fortune teller's tent.
Stupid.
Yeah. In the 1930s, what do they know? Yeah, you did pretty well, though. I'm amazed you remember from way back when.
Not listen. Sure, I was old.
You're a hell of a gangster. I do believe I can still say that's my favorite Van Halen song right there, 95.5 KLOS. Southern California's Rock Station. What is your favorite Van Halen song? I think we should ask that tomorrow.
All right.
Marcy, during the boot camp, is going to be playing nothing but Van Halen October 6th. So we got the news about Eddie last year. I can't believe it's a year.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But we want to, you know, play a lot of Van Halen again tomorrow, especially. And Marcy will be doing it at noon, so call her with your absolute favorite.
There are a lot of funny names for weed.
There are. It's awesome.
They always talk about stoners get a bad rap for being lazy and unmotivated, blah, blah, blah. But
whatever, man.
But they really are pretty creative when it comes to the name for weed.
Of course. You're sitting around smoking, toking, laughing, coming up with great names for your strain.
They're really good about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, stuff like 420 is on this list, but...
Yeah, well,
Acapulco Gold.
That is lazy. And yes. That's okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. AK-47.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not heard that one. No. Asparagus.
Asparagus.
Sure. Bone, B-O-N-E.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Bubonic chronic. And then we're going to take your calls if you've always thought that a strain should be called something.
Oh.
You came up with a great name for a strain of weed. For
or
a strain
or
of
you
weed.
Have a favorite one. Like
yes.
My favorite one is Wedding Cake. Not only is it always tasty, I just think it's a very funny name.
Sure.
Yeah,
Wedding
Cake
is a good
name
for
it. Strain, yeah.
Yeah. Buddha or Bada, I guess.
Sure. No, Buddha.
Yeah. Chong, of course. Ridiculous, of course. Dank Sinatra.
Dank Sinatra.
Love that one.
That's a good one.
Doink.
Doink.
Dope. Dr. Green Thumb, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Evil Edamame, I've never heard.
Mm-mm.
George Bush, I've never heard. Giggle Smoke, I have heard.
Giggle Smoke.
Gorilla Glue.
That one I know.
Mm-hmm. How well do you know that one, Slugger?
Not fairly well.
Mm, how about that? Green. Don't make that noise again. Green Goddess.
Out, man. Oh, nice. That's
good. Let's see. Happy Smoke. Hog's
Happy
Leg.
Smoke.
Hog's Leg is a joint. It's a joint, specifically. Jazz Cabbage.
Jazz Cabbage.
You know, Mary Jane Cush. I don't know
what?
Why they put that stuff on the
yeah,
list.
Well, I guess you got it. If it's a complete list.
There's a NFL player named Marquise Pouncey. So they call weed Marquise Ouncey.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
An O-Z.
Nugs.
Nugs, sure.
Pineapple Express, of course.
Yeah,
blah,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Power Flower, Proposition 19, mm-hmm. Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yeah.
Purple Haze, of course. Mm-hmm. Reefer McIntyre. That's one of my favorites.
Reefer McIntyre. That's a gooder.
That is a good one. Scooby Snacks.
Sure.
Yep. Sinister Minister.
Scooby snacks are very different things, though, really. But, you know, if you want to attach it to weed, that's
sure.
fine.
Sure, yeah. Sinner spinach.
Okay, sinner spinach. Poochie, poochie.
The devil's lettuce, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I had someone used to call it seriously that. Someone who hated it when I was a kid, I remember. That's funny.
Called it the devil's
you
lettuce?
Stay away from the devil's lettuce.
Wait, they were serious? Like that was
yes.
going to... Like that was going to chase you away from
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
That would make me want to
I was like, how
it.
Do you go around planning one thing, and it's the my favorite thing on the planet?
The stickiest of the icky?
Sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Wacky tobacco, of course.
Oh, that's a yeah.
Yes, we cannabis.
Yes, we cannabis.
So you've always thought, if you came up with a strain of weed, this would be a funny name.
Yeah, good one. Or you know of a really good name.
Yes.
Yeah.
That you enjoy both the name and the product.
Yes.
8189.
That's actually what we used to call it. We would talk about it.
All.
Yeah, we'd be like, hey, have you got any product on you? So you could just ask whatever. And it was always
because
product.
People around wouldn't know what that meant?
Sure. You know, this was even in radio.
What?
Yeah. At that other station in Phoenix.
I would say product. What are you talking about? Yeah. Just call
oh, you
weed.
Mean marijuana?
Yes,
I have plenty.
What is wrong with you? So creative names for weed. That's what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're taking calls on funny names for weed. You have one?
Purple Sticky Punch.
Oh, I like it.
Punch.
I like it.
Nice.
Is that one that exists that you enjoy, or is that one that you came up with?
That's one a buddy of mine gave me.
Like it.
Ah, nice. And is it nice and sticky, as the name implies?
No.
Ah, well, it should be purple and sticky.
Then it's poorly named.
Yeah, what the hell, man? You're getting ripped off.
It's purple, but it makes you feel sticky.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay, well,
there you
that's
go.
Good enough then.
I can smoke that.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I've got some cool names.
Yes.
Some of the ones that I actually like to smoke myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Green Crack.
Green
a great
crack.
One.
Green Crack. That
mm-hmm.
is a good name, yeah.
Green Crack. Blue Dream is another one of my favorites.
Okay.
And Trainwreck.
Trainwreck.
Trainwreck, yeah.
Of those three, I think I would want to try Trainwreck.
Yeah,
I would
definitely try, yeah.
First.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Trainwreck is one of my favorites. It's got a really good, it's a hybrid, but it's an indica light. I guess I would say it's a sativa base.
Cool.
So it doesn't get you all silly. But you get a...
Yeah, and then I'm going somewhere else.
You get a really nice head change.
No, that sounds good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I've come to really appreciate hybrids. I always was indica, but I've come to appreciate that more as time has gone on.
Indica in the couch.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Yep. Well done.
Yep. Right
like
on,
it.
Man. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Back in high school in the early 80s, we needed a code name for weed so the parents didn't know what we were talking
yeah.
about. A friend
mm-hmm.
of mine came up with the name called... Bert Lewinsky.
And your mom's like, why are you always talking about this Bert Lewinsky? Why? And well,
yeah, is Bert coming with you? Yeah, Lewinsky's coming with me.
Nice. That's beautiful.
Wait, are you picking up Bert? Because this is important.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have enough money to pick up Bert today. What does that mean?
We're smoking Bert right now.
Good for you. Thank
right
you man.
Right.
Thanks for taking
Thank
on
you.
Bert.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, the funny names for weed.
Yes, please.
Oh, this one of George Carlin. He mused about how he got his stuff sourced. Toledo Window Box.
Toledo Window Box. And that's from George Carlin?
Yeah, George Carlin joked about that years ago.
Love it.
That's awesome. Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS, your favorite weed strain name or one you think should be named.
We're taking interesting funny names for weed. You have one?
You're gonna have to beat me, but Alaskan Thunderfuck.
That's awesome.
I need that. I need that in my life.
It kind of creeps up and just slaps you in the face.
Yeah, you know, of all the weed I've had, the best came from a friend of mine in Jamaica. He brought it back, and it was purple, and it was sticky as hell. But the second best was everything in Alaska.
Alaskan Thunderfuck.
It's beautiful, man.
I love it.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, do you know what the 11th commandment is?
No.
What is it?
Thou shalt not bogart thy joint.
Yes. That one I love. Thank you
for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Good, thank you. Funny name for weed.
I called you guys up before when you were asking what you waste a lot of money on.
Yes.
The crippler.
The crippler.
Oh, the crippler is great. I remember
heard
that.
That one.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. How much do you think you spend a month on weed yourself?
A couple bills.
Yeah, that's exactly where
I'm
at. A couple
grand?
Yeah. No. Right? That was the old days when you had to go get it from Mike behind 7-Eleven.
Yes, true.
Exactly. Couple hundred.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Right on.
Thanks for calling
Thank
with
you.
The crippler. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, fellas? You guys still talking about marijuana?
Yes. Yes, we are.
All right, so have you guys ever tried the London Pound Cake by Cookies?
London pound cake?
No, I have not.
No. Is it a sativa or is it indica or a hybrid?
It's a hybrid. Yeah. It's a hybrid. Sativa is dominant. Yeah, it's super stony and it's really good tasting as well.
Nice.
I highly recommend it.
All right. Nice. I like it. This is just turning into recommendations.
Yeah,
this is great.
Exactly, yeah. I'm going to keep a list. Thanks, dude. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, you guys? They called it Jamaican Lamb Pool.
Jamaican what?
Sorry, say it again. Your phone's cutting out.
They called it Jamaican Lamb's Wool.
Jamaican Lamb's Wool? Lamb's Wool?
Yeah, like sheep.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, got it.
Is there any particular reason? Is it particularly fluffy?
They smoke lambs in Jamaica. A lot of people don't know. They set them right on fire. So you get the auditory part too. It's really fun.
I love how into this everybody is.
I was just going to say, KLOS audience really is coming through on this one. We're talking about funny names for weed. You have one?
Yes, the Snickle Fritz.
Snickle Fritz. Wow.
Yes, the Pineapple Express.
Pretty strong, although I don't know that I would be able to say it.
Yeah, the more of it you smoke, the less you're able to say. You said that's from Pineapple Express.
Yeah, and I've seen actual Pineapple Express, too.
Right.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a real fruity taste. The other one is mine.
I'll have that, please.
I will have that as well.
I want that, please.
Couch lock. Strong indica. Puts you on the couch.
Nice. That's pretty good.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, guys.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS.
Hello.
Yeah, man. I'm smoking some El Chapo right now.
El Chapo. Oh,
there you go.
Love it.
Yeah.
Is it small and fat?
I miss El Chapo on the lounge chair, man. I found it in my hand.
Nice. Thanks for calling, man. So you consume it. You like the little gummies yourself. I mean, if you were to ever try any.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Yeah, I like gummies. Not you?
Yeah. No, I I like to just smoke it out of a pipe.
Hmm.
You know, old school.
Feel like we should
do what?
We need
try
to
some now?
Yeah.
Okay. I wish. A few hours from now.
We'll talk to you guys in a couple hours.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
One of the most ridiculous Van Halen songs ever.
Agreed.
Happy Trails.
And great.
That. Yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
Let's talk for a second about Facebook going down yesterday. Was it yesterday or the day before?
No, yesterday, yeah. And all related stuff like Instagram and
all of their different apps.
Yep.
We have an expert on the phone. We have to protect his identity, so we're going to call him Big Bertha.
Big Bertha, what's up?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're good. Thank you, Big. Tell us about let me ask you a question first. On Sunday night on 60 Minutes, there was a whistleblower that had all kinds of information about Facebook. Is this a weird coincidence, or is there any possibility that something had anything to do with the other?
You know, that was one of the conspiracy theories going around yesterday, was that Facebook did this to themselves as a way to stop people from sharing the whistleblower news that came out that night before. But it looks like it was all a coincidence.
Okay. Tell us what could have possibly knocked off Facebook and all of their apps. That's crazy.
Yeah, well, what happened was they do this routine maintenance every so often. And as part of this routine maintenance, they update these routers that sit on the back end of Facebook. They're called BGP or Border Gateway Protocol routers.
Sure.
And the way it works is, I'll break it down a little bit. So you have Facebook and you're trying to access Facebook, whether through your phone or through the internet. Well, Facebook is on one end of the internet saying, hey, I'm here. And these BGP routers are sending sending you to their web page or to their apps, right? So in a different way, you could say it is like when you use the Waze app, for instance, and you say, I want to go to Dodger Stadium.
Right.
What Waze will do is it'll route you in the quickest way to Dodger Stadium.
Right.
Right. So same thing with this. That's what the BGP does. It routes you to Facebook the quickest way possible.
So what went wrong?
So what happened was during the software update, the person who's probably updating their resume today, saying that they caused their CEO to lose $6 billion.
What? That's how much it cost the company?
Yeah, like in one day, yeah.
He lost about $6 billion.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
I'm going to take this out of your salary.
Your children's 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 children will be paying me.
Exactly. Exactly. So what happened during this maintenance is that this person pretty much erased Facebook from the internet. They weren't broadcasting to these routers saying, I'm over here, send all the traffic here. They were just gone. So anything related to Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp were completely off the internet. It was like they never existed.
Wow, that is bizarre.
Right. And they have like safeguards in place. Go ahead.
Is this something that can be easily done? Just like a random mistake where the guy goes, oops?
It probably was. It was probably a command that they typed into one of the servers. And from what I've seen, that there's usually safeguards in place that would stop this from happening.
Right.
And that safeguard had a bug in it that allowed the change to go through anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so when the network went off the internet, Facebook, it took about 6 hours to get it back up and running. And that's because Facebook's internal network was also down. So workers that are working remote right now couldn't access the servers that they needed.
Yeah.
Because they had no way to get to them.
So even the back doors, like it couldn't see the signal as to the lighthouse of where Facebook was parked. Wow. Because I saw that. That was the most interesting thing to me, that the workers weren't even able to do anything.
Yes, and I was fascinated by 6 hours as well. It seems.
That's a long haul.
Is that a long time to fix something like that?
It is, but I think it has to do with everybody that's working remote right now. And then also there's like biometrics and badge readers that are probably within Facebook. I know they're at a lot of other places. I'm guessing Facebook has a lot of these. They went down as well. So people that were trying to access these data centers had no way to get in there.
Wow.
Because all these systems were down. So yeah, they were pretty much SOL for the whole 6 hours that they were gone.
Now, as a hacker professional, you keep people from doing that with your particular job.
Well said.
Thank you. Do you think that this is something that could be targeted then in future to take down these kind of sites?
Oh, could it have been on purpose even?
Yeah.
Well, I think that there's a lot of security measures in place to prevent something like this from happening. They would probably need quite a bit of access to get to this particular server in the first place.
Interesting.
And then to take down Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp all at the same time, it would probably be very hard to do that from a hacker standpoint.
Right.
And that's what led a lot of the professionals out there that were looking into this to figure out that this was something that was probably done internally by mistake, probably a human error.
Oh, can you imagine when you realize it was your error? I mean, all the mistakes I've made in my life.
What's the biggest mistake you've ever made, Bertha?
Yeah.
I've erased the complete database once.
Nice! That must have gone over well.
Yeah, it was right when I started in the field. So
did you get fired?
Like in the learning process. No. Luckily, I was able to recover most of it. So okay. All good.
Right. Wow. All right. Well, thanks for sharing that information. It was very interesting. Did you have a nice day without Facebook, or do you care at all?
It was the most productive day of my life.
All right. Listen, so that's what we want to talk about, is we want people to call and tell us what they did with that 6 hours. A lot of people online were saying, I loved it.
Yeah, very happy. And I was sort of like, well, stop playing with Facebook then. It's not that big a deal, but it's so tempting. Yeah. But what did you do, and did you care? 818-955-KLOS. And thank you very much, Big Bertha. Next time some other Titanic sinks, we'll give you a call.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys later.
Thank you. Take care, man. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Facebook was down for 6 hours yesterday and lost $6 billion.
In 6 hours. $1 billion an hour.
Yes, that's crazy.
Damn.
I saw a lot of people online saying, this is great. I love this. I have so much more time. So that's what we're talking about on KLOS. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good, thank you. Who's this?
This is Becky.
Becky, did you enjoy Facebook being down yesterday?
I totally enjoyed Facebook being down. I am getting to that point where I am really getting tired of Facebook and Instagram because they're both one and the same.
Yeah.
But down, and I'm like, I really don't care.
Nice. Did you reconsider how much time you spend on Facebook just because of those 6 hours?
Yeah, I do. I'm guilty.
Because it is optional. You know that, right?
Yeah, it's just kind of tempting, isn't it? I mean, it's there. You want to see what someone said about whatever, and you just kind of do it, don't you?
Yeah, you're bored. You know, I mean, it does take a lot of your time, but, you know, you do have productive days when you don't have Facebook to run to.
That is a fact.
I realized that.
Right on.
Yesterday was a perfect day for me.
Right on. Thank you for calling. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, you enjoy Facebook being down yesterday?
Oh, absolutely. That was great.
Mark, you hear that? Hey, Mark, listen up.
Zuckerberg, you think he's listening?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
So what did you do instead of doom scroll forever?
Yes.
Well, me and the boys had a gangbang with Johnny's mom. And
best answer ever.
Well, that's great. But you weren't able to post it on Instagram, the video. That's a damn shame. You could have gone Facebook Live. We would all enjoy. Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
That was odd.
Hey, good afternoon. How you guys doing?
Good. Hey, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Chris.
Chris, you love Facebook being down yesterday?
Actually, it was interesting. It was troublesome in some capacities because a lot of folks use the Facebook platform to do different things, whether it's promoting their businesses, whatever it might be. So I think the lesson there was you might need to have plan B, especially when it comes to streaming live.
That's a fact, yeah. Do you use it for a business?
I use it for recreational things, for sports broadcasting. And it's great. It's a super cool tool. It works really well, and it's really functional for people that are just kind of getting into it as a hobby or even a profession for that matter. But, yeah, that was a little bit of a concern. I hate to have been in the middle of a production, and bam, there it goes.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been a disaster.
Yeah. That is mainly what I use it for is work. So at this point, you know, I'm just got to go, hey, look at this hilarious thing Kevin and I did today.
818-955-KLOS.
What did you do with your free from Facebook time?
Talking about Facebook going down and how great that was.
Yeah, and what people were up to with that 6 hours of freedom yesterday.
A lot of people loved it. It was super strange.
More than I even thought.
Yeah, really, KLOS, hello.
Yo, what's happening, guys?
What is happening with you?
It is so hilarious, this whole situation. Facebook saved my marriage.
Wow.
Wow, usually it goes the other way.
Yeah.
You know, but it got so annoying that my wife deleted her account.
Okay.
So that was like a couple weeks ago. So now it's totally gone. And that's just awesome. I'm happy now.
Oh, because she deleted her account and then it went away completely. That's what brought you back together?
Yep.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah.
So you changed your status to available and she doesn't see it.
Thanks for calling. That's interesting.
KLOS, hello.
More time for you know what. Hey.
No, I don't know what.
Hey.
I'll show you the video.
Glad Facebook is down, or was down.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not still. But why did you love it?
Yeah.
Oh, it just gets everybody out doing stuff, active, and just gets them off their butts.
You know? Yeah, I actually built a bridge. You know, there was a gully near me, and I spent those 6 hours. And
yeah, and it, you know what? It's time to flush that big turd down the toilet.
Yeah, I don't know.
Facebook and get some dust.
Facebook may be too big of a turd to go down.
Right on. Thank you for calling, man. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. I took my time off of Facebook yesterday, and I decided I was going to wash my car. I'm actually the reason that it started raining.
Oh,
that's nice.
Right, of course. You're the one who did it.
No, but thank you, because that was a cool storm.
That was an amazing storm.
So
that
good work.
Beautiful, yeah. But I couldn't post pictures of it on Facebook.
We should give away some cash.
I love that they found some more money somewhere buried to give away.
I think we just never sent out the money from the last time.
Oh, that's it. All right.
We just banked it.
Ah, nice.
So it's time for our high-low game, which is where you guess between 0 and 95.
Could be any of those numbers between 0, the number 0, clear to 95.
Do we say now or do we say later what the last guess was?
Yeah, no, we can say now, the last guess.
The last guess was 65.
And it was too high.
It was too high.
The number is, in fact, lower than that.
Now, we did have somebody yesterday that then guessed an even higher number.
Yeah.
No.
That's not how that works.
65 is too high, which means it will be less than 65.
Right.
So if you get it right, you get $1,100. If you get it wrong, you still get tickets to see the Stones at SoFi.
Yeah, no matter what, if you're caller 13, you're going to go October 14th to the Stone Show, which is on sale right now via Ticketmaster. So you're a winner no matter what.
Correct.
With this little game.
855-KLOS.
Good luck.
It's the high-low game, baby. Do you want to play now or you want to play later?
What just happened?
I don't know.
KLOS, who's this?
This is Kathy Lara.
Hi, Kathy, how are you?
Oh, my God, I'm doing fantastic.
You're color 13.
Yes.
That means you automatically win tickets to see the Stones when they play SoFi.
Hell yeah. And Kevin, it's you, huh, Kevin?
It is, yeah.
Oh, man, it's wonderful to hear you on the radio.
Thank you. All right. I'm so happy that this dude is back.
Thank you. That's very nice. I appreciate it.
Hey, we'd also like to kick in $1,100. So if you can guess what our number is right now, and it is definitely lower than 65, which is the last guess, then we'll give you that $1,100. You want to take a stab at it, Kathy?
I do.
All right. Feel free.
36.
Hold on. Let me ask the motherboard here at KLOS.
That is too low.
Yep.
Too low.
Too low.
So, all right. Well, you got the Stones tickets, Kathy.
Yes.
Well done.
And hang around. I'll give you Kevin's home phone number so you can call him. Welcome him to KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. It is time for what we learned today.
Ah, what was that? I wasn't listening.
There's a video of cats singing Bohemian Rhapsody, and it's called Bohemian Catsity, and it's f***ing bullshit.
Wow, I gotta push the button twice on that one, buddy.
We do not approve.
No, I love cats, and I'm saying no to this.
We asked for funny names for weed, as you just heard. My favorite three are El Chapo,
yes,
Dank Sinatra, and the Crippler. and a lot of people really enjoyed the 6 hours yesterday that Facebook was down.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it.
Just go ahead and, you know, delete your account. Screw it.
I wish it was, like, optional so that you actually had the opportunity to avoid it on a regular basis.
You must be on Facebook every day. You have no choice. All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Brian Johnson, OACDC fame, born on this day in rock in 1947 in Dunstan, England. He was on this day in rock in 1962 when Parlophone released the very first Beatles single, Love Me Do, and UK Radio Luxembourg played it on the radio, making it the very first time a Beatles song was played on the radio. It was on this day in Va Va Voom, 1978, that Dolly Parton became the first country singer to pose for Playboy magazine.